I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. I can't say enough about the way Enough Said keeps its scintillating sense of humor as it grows deeper and more affecting. Nicole Holofcener's romantic comedy stars Julia Louis-Dreyfus and James Gandolfini. They're Eva and Albert, middle-aged divorcees with kids, and they happen to meet when they're both facing the prospect of empty nests and emptier lives. At first, the story plays like sitcom. These two ostensible adults conduct their courtship with all the suave sophistication of middle schoolers. Yet the undertones have undertones in this beautiful movie, which drills into layers of loneliness, neediness, and self-doubt. The setup is simple. Eva is falling in love with Albert. She's a masseuse. He's a charming eccentric who runs a small TV history archive. At the same time, she's hearing horror stories from a pop poet client about the client's ex-husband. The poet, Marianne, is played to narcissistic perfection by Catherine Keener. Eventually, Eva realizes what we may already know from the trailer, that the man Marianne abhors is the same one Eva adores. Who then is this Albert person? Is he Mr. Right despite some quirks, or Mr. Couldn't Be Wronger? Marianne is too prejudiced to be a credible reporter, but Eva is too insecure to credit the evidence of her heart. Enough Said stakes a claim on our hearts before the first frame lights up the screen. It's the next to last film James Gandolfini made before he died. His performance is marvelous. It's centered, relaxed, and so grounded in genial humanity that we quickly switch from watching a beloved actor who left us to rooting for a character who deserves the best life can give him. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is just as endearing in her way, and this is Eva's film, since she's the one stuck in a variation of Rashomon. It's painfully funny to watch her figure out which version of Albert is closer to the truth. Some of Eva's pain is general, the yearning for intimacy, the perplexity of sex, the mystery of personality at any age, but especially in middle age, when new relationships may seem as impossible as they are desirable. A lot of it, though, is specific to Eva's conflicts and doubts. If love is blind, conflicted love is deaf and dumb. This woman is so needy that she projects her loneliness on Marianne, a blithe manipulator who'll never lack for company. She keeps listening to Marianne's stories about Albert, even though they're poisoning her relationship with the man she thinks she loves. But the most potent poison of the piece is fear. Eva's fear of growing old. She jokes about knitting, but continues to knit. Her fear of being alone, of not knowing enough, or feeling clearly enough to trust herself with her own precious fate. She can't find the words to express the depths of her fear, and that's understandable. Yet the movie expresses it for her, and entirely in the language of romantic comedy. That's remarkable. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.